This is read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio, my name is Keith Gosted. The Wisconsin GOP has endorsed Leah Vuckmer's nomination to run against Senator Tammy Baldwin. Vuckmer received 72% of the votes at the convention held in Milwaukee. The Vuckmer campaign recently released an image depicting Tammy Baldwin as a terrorist, placing the senator next to an image of 9/11 architect Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Conservative group Right Wisconsin condemned the image, calling it irresponsible. Vuckmer is an anti-LGBTQ candidate, while Baldwin is the first openly gay person elected to the Senate. The Black Panthers are calling for a boycott of Mayfair Mall and the firing of a police officer following a viral video of the Wauwatosa police officer punching a teen in the face during an arrest in the Mayfair parking lot. The original Black Panthers of Milwaukee are also asking that police undergo diversity training. Read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio, my name is Keith Gosted. A GOP legislative staffer was fired earlier this month following several informal complaints against the aide. Haraya Hutkowski was dismissed by State Rep. Jeremy Thiesfield of Fond du Lac. No formal complaints were filed, but sources for the Journal Sentinel indicated Hutkowski repeatedly made female staffers uncomfortable by criticizing them or commenting on their clothing, asking why it was immodest. Employees of the Bradley Center may not find employment at the new Bucks Arena. Less than 15 of the 50 front office and administrative staff will make the transition to the new facility. Others not moving to the new site include plumbers and electricians, along with other skill positions. The new arena will be open at the end of summer, and the Bradley Center demolition is scheduled to begin in the fall. The Brewers beat the Rockies yesterday 7-3. The Crew heads to Arizona tonight to take on the Diamondbacks at 8:40 Central Time. Read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio, my name is Keith Gosted. On a Sunday television interview, Governor Scott Walker hinted it may be time to break up MPS, citing that Superintendent of Schools Tony Evers is responsible for addressing failing schools. Evers defended his record, citing improvements in graduation rates, summer school, and college scholarships. Plastic microfibers have been found in Milwaukee beer samples. A study published last month in PLOS-1 showed microplastics in 33 water samples in seven cities that source water from the Great Lakes, including Milwaukee. No correlation was found between the water source and the amount of plastic particles found in beers, indicating a possibility that brewing processes or other ingredients may be responsible. The Brewers beat the Rockies yesterday 7-3. The Crew heads to Arizona tonight to take on the Diamondbacks at 8:40 Central Time. Read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio, my name is Keith Gosted. Plastic microfibers have been found in Milwaukee beer samples. A study published last month in PLOS-1 showed microplastics in 33 water samples in seven cities that source water from the Great Lakes, including Milwaukee. Of beers sampled, one brewed in Chicago had the highest count, while another from the same city had the lowest count of microfibers. No correlation was found between the water source and the amount of plastic particles found in beers, indicating a possibility that brewing processes or other ingredients may be responsible. The Wisconsin GOP has endorsed Leah Vuckmer's nomination to run against Senator Tammy Baldwin. Vuckmer received 72% of the votes at the convention held in Milwaukee. Vuckmer is an anti-LGBTQ candidate, while Baldwin is the first openly gay person elected to the Senate. Weather and out. High near 70 today with thundershowers possible. Overnight lows in the mid-50s. Tuesday high around 60 degrees. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio, my name is Keith Gosted.